I've been really interested in what's happening as far as artists' viewpoints about what communication is. You know, I've been looking at the world in those terms. Like I noticed something one time that freaked me out, which was I noticed how like large groups of people will have a way of thinking, mm-hmm. or a sort of similar way of thinking. They'll have agreement about what's good and what's bad, you know. And I looked at like, you know, where the source of influence of this kind of thinking is. You know, I looked at like what actually influences changes in an environment when people decide to make their city look like this, mm-hmm. or make their city look like that, or live in this way, or have these kind of morals, or those kind of morals. And the obvious places to look, I looked, and I didn't find the source of it, like for instance, the politicians, you know, presidents of the country and politicians, like no one does what they say. Like no one dresses like Nixon, or really is influenced by his thinking and his concepts about creating a way of life, right? And I looked at people in the education system and people in big business who aren't that influential either, and I looked and I found the trends in thinking and trends in ways of life. Really stem from the aesthetic world and stem from the world of art and stem from like what artists take it upon themselves to create, you know, which like really is an influential factor in life, in creating a future, mm-hmm. you know. And that kind of freaked me out and also made me see like what a responsibility an artist has when he create something to share with lots and lots of people, you know. Like if you gain the respect of a lot of people, and they're willing to listen to you, and to look at what you create and to consider it good. If what you put on that communication line to these people has dishonesty and lies in it, or has a creation which is like a destructive one. That's what's going to manifest in the society, you know. Like for instance, I don't know that much in detail about the Beatles' career, but I do know that they're a very influential group of people who influenced a lot of people. Mm. Just in little things, hairstyle, you know. And in music, they were a great influence. So I got the idea that, like, whatever kind of a way of life, for instance, that someone on the level of the Beatles would promote would actually begin to be a reality in the world. Mm-hmm. Like, if they promoted something like, for instance, that it's really groovy to take drugs, you know, there would be a lot of drug taking going on. Or if it's really groovy to have this attitude or that attitude, that would begin to happen, and so it just made me think about what a responsibility it is to be an artist and to create. Like, of course, it's a thing that an artist creates something because he just wants to, you know, because it feels so good, but like also to me, like inherent in the definition of what art is the quality of communication. Like there's something that to me it's not really art unless it communicates, to a degree at least. It's got to communicate. Somebody's got to be able to look at it and dig it and get what the artist is intending, you know.
Sure. Be moved by it.
Sure. And so like there's a there's an actual responsibility there, you see, which is a really heavy one, and it really determines which way a society grows, you know, whether it gets rebellious, whether it gets reactionary, whether it gets liberal. I mean, whether it puts the accent on trying to understand one another so that we can love each other more, or whether it puts the accent on, like, just creating sensationalistic effects on one another, you know, by the kind of clothes you wear and the kind of hip things you say, you know. So there's like a real power source there, and a real like way that a culture, like a society of people, can actually be pulled together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a concern to me because like at first my and still basic desire is just, I love to play music, I love to create music, and then like more and more it begins to be like I like to do it for someone rather than just for myself, because it becomes not to be so fulfilling anymore, like to do it for myself. And the more people that I get to play for that actually enjoy something of what I do, I feel kind of a caring towards, and a really responsibility to be as honest as I can and create the most beautiful dream that I can create. And I think there's like I kind of like to get the agreement of other artists about the power that art has, you know, and the place that it has in the society. Like a society of people is as free as its art is free and honest, and it's as degraded as its art is degraded.